If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Thursday, December 7th, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez in studio. Beautiful morning in Kansas City because it's nice and cold. This is when I thrive and when others struggle. And I impose my will on people like you, Jake, and Nate.
There's nothing beautiful about 18 degrees.
No, I love it.
No. Give me about 45 or 50, I can handle that.
I don't mind it this time of year. It's you know, it's the holiday season. I like a little cold weather in the holidays.
I stepped outside and I woke up.
There you go.
You know?
I stepped
in the
shower.
You got that really beautiful holiday distillery coat on, too, that's keeping you nice and warm.
And now, I stay woke.
Oh.
You understand?
Wow. I'm good.
Wow. Stay woke, y'all.
Nope.
All right, then. So, James Krause is going to be in studio with us at 6:30 to wrap up last week's UFC card and to talk about UFC St. Louis. He was on a tour of St. Louis this week with Paige VanZant. I don't know why I was not invited, but that's fine.
I know why.
And we booked James because we were talking yesterday about the show. And, yeah, there's not going to be a whole lot to talk about. You know, I don't want to play more Chief sound. Kind of just, you know, the same old thing over and over again. Now we got to get better, yeah.
It's on me.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
My responsibility.
Same
Looking
stuff.
Forward to the challenge of the Raiders.
And then, you know, we'll have C.J. Moore on later in the show to talk about Kansas beating Washington by 20 or 25 or whatever they win by.
Line was 22.
But we can't spend the whole show just, you know, it won't be compelling. It'll be worth a couple of segments. Hey, Kansas looked great. Ran Washington out of Sprint Center. Here's what Bill Self had to say. Hey, Chiefs are playing the Raiders. We're getting close. Here's what anyone had to say. You know, we got to win. Okay. Talk to you later. And so, we booked the show. James is coming in. Gary Lezak, Gary Barnett to talk college football. C.J. Moore to talk about KU. Will Carroll to talk about injuries. And then, all of a sudden, Andy Reid announces that he suspends Marcus Peters for a game. But this game against the Raiders. Oh, boy. Now, there's a story. There's a hot topic. So we'll talk pretty much all about that when we're not talking to our guests. Because that'll be the main story. And then Kansas basketball said, hold my beer. And they... I mean, it was a crazy night in college basketball, I'll tell you that. Two top five teams losing basically home games. Florida losing to Loyola Chicago was a pretty big shock, but they had just lost a home game. And so they're scuffling a little bit. But Kansas losing to Washington 74-65 at Sprint Center. Yeah, no, I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Nope.
Talked to Greg Gurley yesterday, and I know a couple of times, like, we'd talk about the game, and we don't expect Washington to do much against Kansas. And, I mean, that wasn't, like, especially watching down the stretch. Usually when you think, okay, it's the under eight timeout, Kansas down by eight, here's where they go. They start to use some pressure, create some turnovers. Washington won't know how to deal with the success. The crowd will get into it. Kansas get hot from three. seen the story before, and then Kansas wins by five. Like, oh, stiff test from Washington, but Kansas gets it done again, you know. And Washington was the one that put Kansas away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more hustle, better defense. I mean, just beat them in every there was nothing cheap about it. There's nothing lucky about it. Just beat them. And Kansas hit a couple of shots to make the score look better than it was. They still lost by nine, but I guess that's what the shocker was. This wasn't some kind of fluky thing, at least for last, just in within the game, you know.
They didn't hit some last-second shot or something like that to,
right,
you know, pull the upset off.
No, they were beating Kansas to the punch, really, like I said, in every facet of the game down the stretch. And it's weird how things work out. All this focus on Devontae Graham with his 35 points back-to-back, and you're doing a lot of research of that to find out last time somebody did that. Now he has back-to-back games at Sprint Center where he scored 3 points.
Yeah, he had a horrible game yesterday.
Did you know that, Jake?
Well,
the exhibition game doesn't count.
No.
But the last
game against Oregon, right? I was there.
I don't really want to see any more Pac-12 schools coming to Sprint Center to play the Jayhawks, to be
honest. Prefer it not happen.
How about Allen Fieldhouse, Arizona State?
I'm up for that, you know. Jayhawks need to bounce back, so I think they'll come out angry.
What was more shocking to you? What was more shocking to your system? Marcus Peters getting suspended for a game or Kansas losing a game?
Wow, that's a great question.
I know.
I'm very surprised by both. Boy,
tell me
good,
more.
Man.
I go Marcus Peters.
This cold weather has really got you on.
This is what I wait for. This is me.
I mean, you're ready to go now. That's a real question.
I mean, I'm good. Now things start working earlier in the day.
Yeah. About time.
Normally, I'm not really good. I don't really have my wits about me until about noon. You know, this is all just you know garbage usually here for me from 6
right.
until 10.
Bunch of hot air.
Just a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, now I'll make sense a couple times before 10 a.m. Buckle up, KC.
Here we go.
Well, I certainly was very surprised by both. I'll probably say the Kansas result was more surprising because I think we all just thought, I think everybody thought Kansas was going to win that game comfortably.
I don't think anyone thought that Marcus Peters would be suspended for the game against the Raiders.
No.
No, I don't think anybody did, but there were at least people calling for it. You know,
well, there's plenty of people calling for Washington to beat Kansas. Let me tell you,
right? I guess that's true.
But also, it's this is happening on Wednesday, not Monday after the Sunday game. Wednesday, halfway through the week, and that's why it's surprising to me.
Like, I mean, I was shocked by both of them, but I just
sure.
When
Washington was a 22-point underdog, so I mean that's
a big. I mean,
yeah, gosh,
right.
And they dominated, like you said, especially the second half. I mean, they dominated the second half from the first possession.
But that happens in college basketball, especially in December.
That's true. I mean, like you said, we're seeing it with Florida and other teams,
right?
Too,
but you, Jake, you think the Peters suspension was
absolutely
more shocking?
Shocked the heck out of me.
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
I was very surprised.
Things like this happen in college basketball. Andy Reid, has he suspended somebody before?
He's never suspended anybody in his time with the Chiefs.
Right. So it's never happened. So something that's never happened.
Suspending Peters for a battle for first place against the Raiders.
That's for me,
and a must win.
What?
All these. I mean, it's like you said, like Wednesday,
right?
Because I had time to think about it, which has led to speculation. Was this all Andy Reid?
My first impression was this is coming from ownership. That was my first thought. I have no idea.
Nope.
No inside sources, but. Yeah, that was my first thought was, time to think about it means Clark Hunt called him and said, you got to suspend him.
The Clarks are on it.
The Clarks. Do you think Marcus Peters is going to have to come out and deeply apologize to the Clarks?
Maybe. Could get Dwayne Bowe on the phone and he could walk him through that maybe. I don't know. Or not.
Jamal Charles could help him with that too?
No.
So I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
That's not necessary, I don't think.
You don't think he needs to apologize to the Clarks?
No.
Embarrassing the team? Embarrassing the franchise?
Is that what he did?
I don't know. That's what people say.
Right. So I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
And so, oh boy. I don't know what shocked me more. I think the Marcus Peters thing. Because I it's college basketball. It's December. I mean, how many years ago at UMass came to Sprint Center to beat Kansas? I mean,
yeah, it seems like Katie's
Davidson's
good for,
done it.
Yeah, it seems like Katie's good for one of these every once in a while. And at Sprint Center, we've seen it before.
Right. And there have been so many weird results in college basketball so far. Like, oh,
yeah.
But like the Marcus Peters thing, I did not.
Oh yeah, like this earlier this week, I asked you guys, do you think they should suspend him? And we all just kind of dismissed. Well, they're not going to suspend him. I mean, they're desperate. They got to have a win playing the Raiders. They're not going to suspend him. We just kind of discarded the idea.
Regardless of whether you agree with Andy Reid suspending Marcus Peters, I think you have to at least admit that, boy, this takes some balls to do this now with the season on the line against a team that just went up and down the field on you. And, I mean, I don't know if he's going to play. He's out of concussion protocol, but he's battling an ankle issue. But does anyone need to be reminded of what Amari Cooper did to the Chiefs' secondary last go-around?
Nope.
Do I need to look up any numbers? I don't want to, nope. But I mean, we don't need to go through that, do we? I say no, because we all lived it. We understand. Now, here's a sentence that I did not think I would say ever. With Marcus Peters suspended, the Chiefs can rely lean on Darrelle Revis more this Sunday, maybe. Really? You told me that like a month ago. Like, huh? So, I mean, Darrelle, he's going to have to. I sure as hell don't want to hear about any snap count limitations for Darrelle Revis after he was resting comfortably with no helmet on the sideline for the second half of the game against the Jets. So, man, I don't know what to tell you. But it was a ballsy move. And, you know, there's part of me, but I have to figure out whether I'm just wanting it to happen. There's part of me that thinks that the team is going to come out and play inspired football because of, well, number one, the situation. I thought they were going to, before this happened, I thought they were going to beat the Raiders. Now without Marcus Peters, clearly they aren't as good of a football team, but maybe this wakes them up. Maybe this is the wake-up call. We won't know until after the game. This is all speculation. We have to see how they respond. But if they go out and play inspired football and they're able to overcome Marcus Peters not being out there, I mean, that could turn things around and lead to at least a mini run, or at least lead to them winning the AFC West. I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs. I mean, maybe if they win the West and they host the Ravens or something like that, they can. I don't know. That's the ceiling. I don't, when they get to the divisional round, unless Tom Brady and or Ben Roethlisberger are on crutches, I don't think they're going to beat either one of those teams. But maybe they can turn it around to the point where they can win the division and win a first-round playoff game. We'll see. This is certainly a bold move that very few people expected to happen, and it happened. And now it's up to the team to respond. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Andy Reid suspends Marcus Peters for one game the game against the Raiders this Sunday at Arrowhead, and Kansas loses at Sprint Center to Washington 74-65. Two very surprising stories yesterday. Do either of you think the Chiefs will respond with a victory on Sunday at Arrowhead?
I'm not going to predict it. I kind of feel like I've predicted the Chiefs win like the last 4 weeks in a row, and they just keep losing, so I feel stupid. So I'm not going to do that again. Maybe by jumping off the prediction, they'll turn things around. I do think there's a chance, like you said, that they'll rally and respond. But I got to be honest. I mean, I don't see this Chiefs defense slowing down the Raiders. I know, like you said, we don't know about Amari Cooper's status. Maybe that'll make a difference. But we've seen this secondary with Marcus Peters out there make other nondescript wide receivers look like all pros. And I saw this from Adam Teicher. You know, you were talking about that drive against the Raiders where the Raiders went right down the field, throwing the football, and won the game against the Chiefs that started this this kind of downslide. They threw 15 passes on that final drive. All but one were on to the opposite side of the field as Marcus Peters. All but one. We can all say what we want about Marcus Peters and his antics and all that, but the bottom line is teams still, they do not throw at him. I mean, every once in a while. But the bread and butter for every team is to just throw it at whoever's defending the other side. Well, now two of those guys are going to be on the field. I mean, they're going to have no fear throwing anywhere on the field against the Kansas City Chiefs in this game. Like you said, hopefully they rally. Hopefully the offense go out, score a bunch of points, and hopefully I'll be wrong. But
could Darrelle Revis possibly have a good game left?
Could he possibly? Sure.
Please.
Will I put any of my hard-earned money on that idea? No. I mean, did you see anything from him in the Jets game that thought, okay, you know, this guy's about ready to get back to Revis Island here?
Yep. No, but it was his first game in a long time. I mean,
yep, yeah. Right, he walked out for the coin toss. That's right. Fine.
I'm not, like I said, it's possible. It's possible that, you know, now he got his legs under him a little bit. He'll be a little more aggressive this time. But
he doesn't have to be what he used to be. He just has to be better than Philip Gaines to give the
Kenneth
Chiefs
Acker
a chance. I think Gaines is a little group.
The problem is those guys are still going to be on the field.
You know, that game
that's
against
the
game against the Raiders was the game where Terrence Mitchell got benched because that he was the guy they threw at. He gave up 134 yards and two touchdowns in that game against the Raiders. Then remember, then he got benched, didn't play a couple games. Now he's back. We saw what happened when he got benched. They got even worse. So,
look, their backs are against the wall. Everyone has to play better. This team is capable. The Raiders have a tremendous amount of flaws as well.
Yep.
They have flaws everywhere.
Well, their secondary is just as brutal.
And so, and at some point, you would like to see the Chiefs take advantage of the home crowd. You'd like to see them, hey, how about just play smart football and not get penalized every 5 seconds?
Right.
How about that? How about all this debate that we've had all year long about Alex Smith? How about the offense and the franchise quarterback? How about Alex Smith? I've heard this for 4 or 5 years now that first I used to hear that Alex Smith was better than Russell Wilson and used to make me want to vomit. Then I would hear that Alex Smith and Russell Wilson are the same guys. And now I would invite anyone to watch Russell Wilson and tell me that again, as Russell Wilson should win the MVP. If it's not Tom Brady, it should be Russell Wilson. That is a damn one-man show in Seattle, and he's on pace to set the NFL record for most touchdown passes thrown in the fourth quarter in a season, which is significant. And when the game's on the line, he plays his best football. So, you win a scenario. They almost did it last week, but they didn't come through on the final drive. How about the offense and Alex Smith and Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, where all the star power is, and all the offensive line that the Chiefs have invested, draft picks and contracts and everything else in? How about the offense put the team on its back and win the game on Sunday? That could happen because sure. We could say whatever we want for the last 3 weeks. For 2 weeks, the offense was at fault. Last week, the defense was at fault. But it's all come down to the final drive each of those last 3 weeks. The offense did not get it done against the Giants. They had a chance in overtime. They didn't get it done. The Giants did. Bottom line. Then the next week, the Chiefs had the ball down 6 against the Bills. We see teams every week drive down the field and win games. Usually they do against the Chiefs now, you know, in some bizarre fashion. They didn't get it done. Last week, had the ball. The defense allowed the Jets to score in a variety of ways, of game-winning field goal. Oh, that's not enough. Let's give them a game-winning touchdown. But the Chiefs still had a chance to drive down the field. And that's not, you know, and tie the game, get to overtime. They couldn't do it. So maybe it comes down again for the fourth straight week to the final drive, and the Chiefs get it done and win a shootout. With all that star power and everything else, of course they could. Raiders' defense isn't great.
It's bad.
Okay, they got a lot of money, a lot of draft picks, a lot of time, a lot of star power invested in the offense. Carry the team, not just put up numbers in quarters 1-3, and then finish the deal and win the damn game. I don't think that's too much to ask. Do either of you? You think that's too crazy? Too much of a crazy request? I mean, Seattle, you want to talk about losing players? Seattle loses Cam Chancellor. Seattle loses Richard Sherman. I remember having a conversation a couple of weeks ago. Oh, Seattle's done now. Richard Sherman's gone. Right? Well, then maybe not. Then the offense says, hey, we got to do more. With a running back that they called up from the practice squad. Because they have 15 running backs hurt. So it can be done. One side of the football could just say, you know what, we're going to bring it home. And I just read a list of star players on the offense. They can all do more. I don't know how much more you can do than Tyreek Hill did last week. But you know what? Final drive. Finish. Numbers are great. If you had Alex Smith and Tyreek Hill on your fantasy team last week, great. You're feeling good. See you in the playoffs. But at the end of the game, the offense as a whole didn't get it done. They didn't, 3 weeks in a row. At the end, they didn't get it done. Get it done this week.
Sure.
That's possible.
I mean, all those things are possible. I'm not saying it's impossible.
But other teams overcome injuries and things like that. And
yeah.
And that's what separates the teams that are going to go in the postseason and the teams that are going to sit at home and wonder what happened. The opportunity is there. The Raiders are not unbeatable. You can beat the Raiders without Marcus Peters. But everyone's got to play better. And everyone's got to coach better.
Yep.
Game plan better. Play call better. Top to bottom. They got to be better.
I mean, I think this is a watershed moment for the Chiefs this year. I mean, either they respond to this ballsy move, as you called it, by Andy Reid, in a positive way, they clean things up. This is a wake-up call, and they go out and they play their most disciplined, motivated, tough, fierce game of the year, and they win, or the toothpaste is already out of the tube, so to speak, and this move by Andy Reid was too little, too late, and they're going to continue to self-destruct the rest of the year, because that's what they've done the last few games.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to throw something. This is going to be crazy. Jake, you know, hey, I'm in a mood. I'm going to throw out a shocking request. Are you ready? Put pressure on Carr. Put pressure on the quarterback. Justin Houston, give me some stats. Have one of your Justin Houston games. You talk about the great players putting the team on his back. Justin Houston didn't register a stat last week.
Right.
Tom Bahali, you've been complaining about playing time. You question whether the Chiefs needed you anymore? Reportedly, they sat you out last week, so you didn't have to play on that turf. Hey, Tomba, the Chiefs need you now. Do you have a game left in you? You're well rested. You wanted to play. You said you deserved to play more to help this football team. Let's go. Let's have a pass rush on Sunday. You get penalized for a lot of things, defense. You won't get penalized for having a pass rush. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have suspended Laura Sanko for one game in response to her walking off of the show last week. And so James Krause is here solo. Hello, James Krause. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm ready to get... Let's get going on a sport that nobody can talk bad about.
Which one's that?
Yeah. Let me know when you find one of those.
Yeah.
Well, that was a tough nut to swallow.
Without Laura here, who's going to brag about random bachelors coming up and asking for her autograph and stuff like that?
I was watching, I was monitoring social media, and you were all over the place on the UFC Twitter account and other social media accounts. Because you did a press tour in St. Louis to promote the upcoming January show that you'll be fighting on, Fight Night in St. Louis. You were with Paige Van Zandt making many appearances. There was one picture where it looked like she was saying something. You were laughing in response. And another time, you were very serious. Like maybe somebody had angered you with a question. It was a wide variety of emotions from James Krause.
St. Louis will do that to you.
Yeah, no kidding. I usually do that to St. Louis.
No, it was good.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was fun, man. It really was. We were doing spots from probably like 8 to 4, 8 to 5, something like that. Just consistently throughout the day. I think we did 5 or 6 different ones. Some we did a couple in like the same building, but it was fun. You know, we had a blast. I always enjoy talking about what I do. I always enjoy talking about, I can talk fights all day. Like I could literally do a 24-hour show, and just talk about fights all the time. I really enjoy it. People say that, they come up to me all the time. Well, don't you ever get tired of talking about fights? No, I don't. I love it. It's fun.
See, look here. So UFC, tweeted this out. Look at that. See, there's
big
James.
Smiles.
That's James enjoying. Yep.
Somebody's making fun of me.
Now, see, that's a serious. Your James is looking.
That's serious.
Somewhat serious. Like you're paying attention.
You look happy.
The other one, you're laughing out loud and having fun. And so I
one was probably at 8 a.m. The other was probably at 4 p.m.
and so I'd asked you about Paige Van Zandt. You were there with her doing the media rounds.
Yep.
And she's good to work with.
Yeah. So for somebody that she's got. Well, I think she's got like 1.6 million followers on Instagram or something like that. Did Dancing with the Stars. She's a superstar. She's a person that you can't just take out in the open, like in the public without people knowing who she is. For somebody at that stature, she's super down to earth. She's just a normal person that, sometimes it changes people, sometimes it doesn't. Definitely has not for her. She's real fun to work with, real easy, down to earth person. Yeah, she's cool.
And so that adds to the card. She'll be fighting on the card as well. Have they announced the main event for the card?
Yes, Uriah Hall versus Vitor Belfort.
Mm-hmm. I saw Vitor Belfort fight Chuck Liddell in Las Vegas on my honeymoon.
Oh wow!
It was one of the greatest days ever, greatest weekends ever, because on Friday night I go get married by overweight Elvis. 70s Elvis.
Yes.
Yep. With Steve St. John Sr. there as my best man. So we get so that happens. And then the next day we go to, because it was like during the day, we go to Vitor Belfort against Chuck Liddell. And then Saturday night we go to the Marco Antonio Barrera Eric Morales rematch.
Oh, man.
And that was the whole reason, kind of like, hey, let's go to Vegas this weekend. She's, why this week? I said, because I think this weekend will be the best.
You made out on
that
one.
And then on the plane, like, by the way, we're going to go see Barrera Morales rematch.
Yeah.
With Miguel Cotto on the undercard. Thank you.
Man, we got to talk about that. Huh? We got to talk about that today.
We will. We'll get to that.
We got to talk about Miguel.
You're on her Instagram page. That picture that Jake put up there.
Did you pick up a lot of followers after this interaction?
Yeah, I got a few,
cross promotion, UFC's tweeting you out and everything else.
Yeah.
But so this is the first time UFC will be in
so apparently I'm
in
mistaken.
St. Louis. What
happened? Apparently it's Jeremy Stephens versus Do Ho Choi. That's the main event now.
But I think they were going to add another.
So there's going to be another.
Supposedly
I heard it was Uriah Hall Vitor Belfort.
And maybe they haven't officially announced yet, and they're going to roll that out. But I saw a tweet yesterday that there was still one fight they were going to announce, and that's been rumored for since the very beginning. And so we'll see. But hopefully that's going to be the main event because I would like to see it. But the response to St. Louis, this is the first time UFC's been in St. Louis. It was they're pretty hyped.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's getting stoked about it. You know, it's tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday. So,
James Krause fans, if you want to go see James and Zach Cummings fight in St. Louis, tickets go on sale tomorrow?
You're just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
That's easy. That's an easy drive. It's a fun drive. So tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And
Scott Trade Center,
right,
or Arena, one of the two,
right?
And it's really what I enjoyed about it. It's really a cool, it's a cool vibe that area is. The ballpark is right next to it. There's a bunch of restaurants. They have that. What's that? It's kind of like Power and Light.
Right.
It's called Live,
right?
I think Fox Sports Live. They have a bunch of different restaurants, a bunch of TVs in there. They do events, kind of like Power and Light. It's a pretty cool little area. So, for the people that are on the fence about it, you know, you can make it probably a semi little vacation out of the whole deal. It's a pretty neat little venue.
And so, tickets go on sale tomorrow to go see James Krause fight in St. Louis on the big UFC card coming up in January. You can see Zach Cummings as well, Paige VanZant, all kinds of great fights that are going to be out in St. Louis. And again, most important thing for us, the return of James Krause to the Octagon. We'll take a break. Back after this with more on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, I'll send the tweet out now. Tickets to see James Krause and Zach Cummings fight at UFC St. Louis go on sale Friday. We had the fights out at the Truman Memorial Building in Independence on Saturday night for KCFA.
Crazy night.
I haven't brought this up yet on the show because I wanted to wait for you.
Don't do it.
You don't want me to do it?
I don't know.
I have to ask you about it.
Yeah,
let's
ask. Let's go.
So here's the deal. We all know you have to have a special level of toughness to even step in the cage and to fight.
Yes. Well, you don't have to.
Well, there's a lot of different types of injuries that could happen. Some are obvious. Some you don't think about that could possibly happen. I've seen this type of injury in boxing, and it is awful. And there was an injury.
Oh, I know what you're talking
to one
about.
Of the fighters. Let's talk about the importance of having a cup that fits well. That fits that is the right size.
No.
I mean, people don't think about
that.
So
did we dive into this? Did we confirm that this actually happened?
The doctor next to me said it did.
And
so that's all I can go by. I sit next to the doctor. So for people that haven't seen me out there ringing outs, I sit in a cage side table right next to the doctor. And so, you know, he goes back and examines a fighter. So a fighter basically gets thrown to the ground in the fight, right? And then as soon as he hits the mat,
immediately taps
out. And from my vantage point, it looked like he had tried to brace himself awkwardly with his arms. I thought, oh, maybe he just popped a shoulder out or something, you know?
I thought he just quit.
Or tapped, whatever.
I thought he just found a way out.
And I go, wow, he's in pain. What's going on here?
That's genuine pain.
I mean, he looks like he is in agony. So then I have to go in there and, you know, and get the results, read the official result, and then they take him out of there. And the whole time I'm thinking, he's hurt his shoulder. But then I hear something that he says, like, oh, no. Oh, no, I hope that's not true.
Was he getting a little testy with
anybody? Well, and so the doctor confirmed, apparently, the cup was too big. And I have seen this in boxing. A couple of times where I'm sorry, this is, I just got to tell you what's going on. Jake is very curious about this. The testicle will get caught between the cup and the leg. And if you get punched with a little more, it could, you know. And I've seen a boxer have a ruptured testicle in a fight. And apparently what happened was when he was slammed down, there was a, you know, the, you know.
No.
Where's Laura's line when we need it?
Right. That's a
that is a tough nut to swallow.
Well, that's a tough.
Well, that was
crack.
A tough nut to swallow.
And so the importance when you're educating young fighters, you got to have the cup that fits. It's got to fit right. So there's been no conversation or confirmation of. Because I just heard the guy, and he came back. Like, you could tell when someone's seen something that, you know, he sits down, you know. Like you know, when the doctor says.
Came back with a pale face.
When the doctor says, looks like he could use a drink, like, oh, boy.
Yeah, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah, I think they're gonna take him to the hospital for
Donnie Morton's got three nice balls.
And so that's something you don't think about, but the perils of being a fighter. So you were unaware of,
because right
you were working the opposing corner.
No, and balls.
I didn't think that.
Well, I hope it didn't, but that's just the word that was.
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Like, because even
I don't want to downplay the guy's injury if it happened.
Right, but if it had, but if that's you know, you gotta.
That's terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean that. I tapped out and I was just at ringside. I was like, hey, okay, all right, that's another
balls.
But that's something that you need to have taken care of before. Yeah. I mean, that's part of
for sure. And his poor girlfriend was in the corner, I think, too.
Right. Yeah. Yep. She walked him out. And but it was good fights though. It was a good time.
Yeah, great fights. Killer night. It was an interesting night. That's for sure. There's a lot of good fights. Good diverse group. I think, you know, it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Right, and people will when we get closer to the next card, we'll talk about that, and people can come out and watch the fights up close. Now, as far as the UFC card that's going on at the same time. What was your biggest surprise? Did you have a surprise from the UFC pay-per-view card?
I mean, I didn't watch it, obviously, but I made my picks before, and I feel like I was pretty on with most of them.
The spectacular knockout by Ngannou,
I mean, you can't ever rule that out when Francis Ngannou fights.
Right, that's why people want him to keep winning, because that's the type of excitement.
He's got Stipe next, though, so Stipe is the real deal Holyfield. You know what I mean? Like he's
the champ. Yeah.
He's the champ for a reason, and he's the real champ. You know, that'll be interesting. And Stipe's smart, too. You know what I mean? He's not just going to come out and stand up with Ngannou for 15 minutes. He's probably, I'm guessing he's going to fight him similar to how he fought Mark Hunt. Mm-hmm. You know, work the takedowns, work that head outside. It's very difficult for a heavyweight to stop a head outside double or single. And what that means is basically when you take the shot, your head is just on the outside of the hip rather than the inside of the hip. And people train the majority of the time because the head outside single is not a real, like, wrestling takedown. But it works well in MMA because of the stance. So it's hard for a heavyweight. Basically, the way you stop a head outside single is you have to hop on one foot. And obviously, for somebody like Mark Hunt, that's difficult. You know, now, Francis Ngannou and Mark Hunt, in terms of athletic level, might be on a different galaxy.
Right, right. But if you haven't seen the did you see the uppercut?
No.
It's brutal, man.
Just go ahead and look at it. Ngannou over Reem.
He knocked his soul out of the arena.
Right. Oh, and then, and that,
it's one of the worst knockouts I've ever seen.
And then the memes that had Overeem, like, floating through outer space. And all the things that Jake likes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he knocked the hell out of him.
By the way, I was trying to not get tipped off when I was ringing out, and I shut my phone off, but on airline mode, when I got home, I accidentally, somebody had texted me, oh, Connell, the damn intern. There was a text.
Connell, gosh.
Ngannou, can you believe us? So he did something spectacular. He ruined it, but then I watched it, and he didn't ruin it, because it was like one of the most spectacular knockouts.
Brutal,
like, oh,
man.
Boy, that is
brutal.
Awful. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've got James Krause in studio. Gary Lezak will be on the show later. Gary Barnett, CJ Moore to talk about the Kansas loss. Will Carroll will talk about injuries and fantasy football playoffs. And we've also got plenty to talk about with Marcus Peters and his one-game suspension as the Chiefs take on the Raiders this Sunday. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.